Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, H.A. Ironside on Repentance. In Acts 20, verse 21, we read Paul saying, solemnly testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The debate. There's been a long time debate. The Lordship Gospel versus the Lordless Gospel debate has raged for a long time. There are essentially three key questions in the debate. Number one, does saving faith embrace Christ as both Lord and Savior, or just Savior? Number two, does saving faith involve a change of mind about sin called repentance? And three, does saving faith result in a transformed life? Well, those of us who hold to a lordship view affirm that Christ must be believed on for who he is as Lord, as well as for what he has done in his finished work on the cross. We further affirm that inherent in believing in Christ for who he is involves a change of mind with regard to sin called repentance. Finally, if the faith is real in the heart, it will show in the life. It's all a work of grace. It's only by the Holy Spirit that one can say that Jesus is Lord, 1 Corinthians 12:3. God grants repentance, Acts 11:18. One who claims to know Christ but does not have a resulting pattern of obedience is a liar, 1 John 2:3 and 4. A fundamental disagreement. Unfortunately, many people involved in this discussion don't really realize the background of this debate in terms of fundamentalism. In the early days of the fundamentalist movement in our country, there was a strong advocate of the lordship view of repentance by the name of H.A. Ironside, who lived from 1876 to 1951. On the other side was a man named Lewis Berry Chafer, who lived from 1871 to 1952. These men were friends who respected each other, but they disagreed strongly on the issue of repentance. In response to this debate, Ironside wrote a book entitled Unless You Repent, which was originally published in 1937 by the American Tract Society. In the introduction, Ironside writes, fully convinced in my own mind that the doctrine of repentance is the missing note in many otherwise orthodox and fundamentally sound circles, I have penned this volume out of a full heart. End of quote. This book in recent years was reprinted by Gospel Folio Press. At the back of the book, there is a brief historical sketch by John A. Bajorley that provides the context in which Ironside wrote against what has become known as easy believism. Chafer was a disciple of C.I. Schofield, who lived from 1843 to 1921. Schofield's study Bible and Chafer's systematic theology had a great influence on the fundamentalists of their day. In the appendix to the book, Unless You Repent, John Bajorley says, quote, it could be said that this book on repentance was written to keep Chafer honest. Again, on page 151, Bajorley says, quote, the importance of this snatch of history for us today is to see that from the start, there were two very different views on this vital topic at the roots of the fundamentalist movement. The one view championed by C.I. Schofield and later systematically taught by Lewis Berry Chafer seems to almost dread using the word repent and handles the topic similar to the way in which a donkey eats thistles, very carefully. Ironside did not speak on repentance with the guarded hesitancy of a man unsure of his footing. He, Ironside, was called the Archbishop of Fundamentalism, and if anyone was in a position to see the drift of the evangelical church, he was. When you compare the forceful Bible teaching of H.A. Ironside in this book to the cursory explanations in Chafer's systematic theology, it tells a story on its own. Those who minimize the place of repentance in their preaching, or worse, banish it altogether, are left with very scant standing ground after reading this book. Those who don't preach repentance need to be called to repentance. And H.A. Ironside was a man of conviction and courage who did that very thing in his day. But he did it with a tone of love and exhortation. This emphasis is still needed today. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.